Warning.
The We're Not Normal podcast assumes no responsibility or liability for any errors that Gregory may make when pronouncing the names of people, places, and things. Know that Gregory is not trying to disrespect anybody. The We're Not Normal podcast is not trying to disrespect anybody. Also, all of our information is provided by on Greg's phone and google.com. Thank you for listening to We're Not Normal podcast. Stay tuned.
Sit still. We have temporarily taken over your motion picture screens to bring you the following message.
You're doomed!
And welcome back to another episode of the We're Not Normal podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you, listeners, loyal listeners, for tuning back in. Thank you, new listeners, for joining us on this episode. Hopefully you guys have had a great weekend. It's been rainy over here, like here and there. Hopefully it didn't put a damper on the rest of you guys is July 4th week. So yeah, we just kept pushing through. So, if you haven't yet, subscribe to the podcast on whatever podcast platform you're listening to. We prefer that you guys listen to us on Spotify, since our podcast outlet Spotify for podcasters through Anchor, formerly known as Anchor. Yes, that like if you guys like listen to us through Spotify, it'll like help us out a lot. But if you have your preferred podcast platform, go ahead and just like use your preferred podcast platform. It's all right. Listen is a listen. It helps us either way. And then make sure you guys rate the podcast 5 stars. You know, like your favorite restaurant, just 5 stars. You only get the best over here.
Oh my god!
And also. No, it's okay. And also, in the description, we have the link for the listener support. All the proceeds will go to podcast equipment, everything for the podcast. And we're going to be rolling out merch. We'll use the proceeds to roll out merch. So we've got merch ideas. Is it all right to use the word merch?
Yeah.
Yeah, merch. So, yeah, t-shirts. Mainly t-shirts. Anyway, all right. So, this episode, we will be talking about the Superstition Mountains. Or Superstition Mountain. It's weird. Like, I was running into... So, did they go from Superstition Mountain or Superstition Mountains? Like, they go from mountains to mountain. Like, it goes from... plural to non-plural.
Right.
So
it depends on if you're talking about one mountain or all of them.
Or all the mountains, yeah.
I guess we're talking about all of them, so you might want to use that S.
So before they were called Superstition Mountains, the original name was the Crooked Top Mountains, the Thunder Mountain, and Foam Mountain. And in Spanish, for Foam Mountain, it's Sierra de la Espuma. Now, the mountain is 6,266 feet, or that's 1,910 meters. A lot of acres on this land. So 159,757 acres. That's a lot of land. And
a lot of mountain.
Yes.
So they better have this.
A lot of rough terrain and all that on there.
Yeah.
And the rough terrain and all that will come in play on some of the topics that we'll be talking about on here. So that means it covers 3 counties. So Maricopa, Pinal.
No, it's Pinal.
Pinal and Gila, or Gila.
It's Gila.
Gila. So Maricopa, Pinal, and Gila in Arizona.
Yep.
It is believed that the mountains were formed more than 18 million years ago by volcanic activity. They were once part of a large caldera. So caldera is a volcanic feature formed by a collapsed volcano. A volcano that, you know, erupts and then just leaves a large crater. And then the mountains were said to have resurged from the massive crater, bringing it to its current present day size. I forgot to ask you in the beginning. Before we went there, you were familiar with the superstition, right?
Mountains, we lived
right?
by there.
Oh yeah, Apache Junction. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Now, like where you lived at, like could you see the mountains?
Yes.
How like when you first saw them, like what was your first thought? And then when you heard the stories about them.
When I first saw them?
Yes. And then
Holy shit, that's a lot of mountain.
And now, where did you hear the story about? Like, have you heard, like, the locals, like, telling the stories about them?
About Superstition Mountains having gold and stuff like that, yes. Mm-hmm. And people dying trying to find the gold. Nobody knows if it's true or not, right, type stuff. Yeah. I heard about it a long time ago when I was a kid, so. Yeah, we were always like, we should go there. Every time we would drive out, every time we would drive by them, we're like, there's gold in them there hills. You know, like they used to say, so. Yep.
And all in that intense heat, man.
It's too hot, yeah.
Yeah. But in person, now, when we went there, we didn't actually go on the mountains. We actually went to the Superstition Mountain Museum, I believe it was.
Yeah.
And it is right adjacent to the mountains, so
yeah,
if you like, I think when you like walk to like a certain spot in the area and you're like looking, like you could see this like big mass just like sitting like right there. And then I believe that these mountains are part of like one of the what they call like island mountains or something, or sky mountains, because of the haze and all that, like that optical illusion,
like like a shadow like type thing. Yeah.
There's also a mention of a was like a shadow dog or something. It's like a shadow cougar, also mentioned, that appears in like a certain amount of
never heard this
for a certain amount of time during like a certain month. I'll have to pull it up.
Yeah,
it's like there's like a shadow cougar.
Cool. That sounds cool though.
Oh yeah.
Did it have pictures?
Yes.
Yeah, you'll have to bring that up.
Mm-hmm. So all right. So the local Native Americans were superstitious about the mountain, leading farmers in the area to christen the mountains. Oh, well, leading farmers in the area to christen the mountains with their name in the 1860s. So, So that's how the mountains got their name, Superstition Mountains. The most well-known superstition surrounding the mountains is the legend of the Lost Dutchman Gold Mine.
Mm-hmm.
Named after Jacob Waltz, a German miner in search of gold in Arizona. There were claims that he hit big in the mountains, discovering a vast amount of gold.
So, there's claims that he say, she say, no proof, right?
Yeah, but with throughout like the history of the mountains in the area, there were countless expeditions.
Yes.
And it was said that, you know, like some of the people, I think there was like one person, there was like a Don Miguel that actually struck ore, like just like they were just like bringing him and his family and then crew were bringing all these amounts of ore because he had a land, he like purchased the land.
Okay.
So he like owned like the mountains, and then there was like a certain amount of square footage that he owned. So him and his family and his crew would go into the mountains and then would come out with this big banks of ore. Okay. And then there was like rumored to be a gold mine and several silver mines in the land that he purchased. So, and as you can imagine, with the Apache being there, the Apache Indians, the Apache tribe, they weren't happy with people trespassing in the land at all.
Correct.
They took that very seriously, and with the Apache, they respected the land, they respected the mountains, and the mountains that, you know, with this, they worshiped them, and there was this, there was said to be a thunder god protecting the mountain. So anybody who trespassed on the mountains, they, you know, they just like out
would
of here.
Would get it from the thunder god.
Yeah. They'd be out of here.
Gotcha.
But what's funny is that, you know, throughout the history of like people, like the conquistadors or Spanish conquistadors at first that were treading on the land, and then this Don Miguel guy and his family. But every one of those expeditions, people ended up dead. And when they found, actually people ended up missing. And then when they found the missing person was dead. Right. And bodies were mutilated and headless.
Wow.
So, and I was running into that the Apaches were so upset at a point, especially with the conquistadors, they starting from there, like anybody who trespassed the land, Apache were so furious that they started hunting the trespassers down.
Right.
So most likely it was like the Apaches, and then you know how Apaches, like their style of killing and all that, beheading and all that. So you could say that it's like just like the Apaches' emotions getting like to them. Like they respect the land so much, and then they don't want the land to be disrespected and then cultivated and all that, whatever the people are doing. Or you could say that the thunder god actually convinced or what's that other word? Like actually like made the Apaches like control them and then you know, made them act out like that way. But I don't know. What do you think?
I'm not sure. I like to think the Apaches had rules on their land and they didn't like people disrespecting it. So I understand completely, because I don't like nobody disrespecting my land either.
Right, yes.
So I understand that
definitely.
One.
So, oh yes, going back to the vast amount of gold that Jacob Waltz found, supposedly hit big on. So it was only on his deathbed in 1891 when he told the public of his discovery. It was actually a lady that was by his deathbed. That he told this discovery to, and then it just like went public there. So
was it like a nurse?
Yes.
Okay.
So he like went to his grave with the location and all that, and it's just like leading all these people like just like trying to follow suit, trying to find this lost Dutchman's like cache or whatever.
Yeah. I understand.
So thousands of hikers and miners scoured the mountains for the gold cache, but to this day, no one has found it.
Nope.
Gold cache is estimated to be about $200 million. As many as 600 people have died in search of the gold, with many more missing.
Yeah.
And with the Apache, going back to the Apache and their beliefs, the Apache believe that the entrance to the underworld lies in the Superstition Mountains. Wow. Another thing, like with this area also, what make like along with the rugged terrain, and especially in the summer months, there's these monsoons that come by, big thunderstorms. I'm talking big. So that's why the Apache named like believe that there is the thunder god laying in there, just from the amount of thunderstorms and not like the power of the thunderstorms. And you know, they said that like the when the thunder god comes around, he comes to claim the land, and he makes a roar. The thunder roars like no other.
Wow.
So that's how serious this environment is.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And you know, just like imagine, like just I don't know how it is to like live in the desert, like it's from like fun. From firsthand. Like I've only been there with you. It was only like 2-3 days.
Yeah.
And I experienced the heat, and then
yeah,
everybody's saying it's just like dry heat.
Yeah. That's what everybody says. I feel like heat is heat no matter where the fuck you're at. It's hot. Like you can only, if you wanted to go outside, it was only at night when you can go outside.
Yeah.
It was so fucking hot. But when you're a kid, we didn't care. I used to walk around with no sandals or with no shoes on.
Mm.
But we were always swimming, and you know, we'd walk miles.
Walking in the sand with no shoes?
I mean, walking around with no shoes. Yeah, it was crazy.
Holy shit.
We did a whole, I remember one time we tried cooking an egg on the sidewalk.
Any luck?
I don't even remember. I honestly don't even remember what happened.
Oh, man.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's fucking hot.
Shit, man.
Heat is heat to me. I don't care if it's dry or humid. Heat is heat.
Yeah, I'm like, dry heat. I'm like, just like,
it's like, stick your head in the oven.
That's exactly all I was going to say. Yeah. It just feels like oven heat, just like it staying does. Right on your face with no breeze, very little breeze. So I could just like imagine.
And, and then think about it like this. And people would leave their dogs in the car in that heat.
Oh my God.
Their kids in the car in that heat.
Crazy.
Like, yeah, it is fucking crazy.
Oh man.
People are crazy.
So as I said with the Peralta. Sorry. Oh my God, man. Peralta. So his family, like the land that they purchased, they were making all these like excursions or expeditions, and there was a point where they were trying not to make the Apache furious at them, and one of the family members got carried away and went like took a double trip pretty much, and like trying to get like extra ore for the year and stuff.
Okay.
So that made the Apache furious, and then they just like started killing them.
Wow.
And then there was this Peralta massacre, right? So what's now referred to as the Peralta massacre occurred sometime around 1848. A Mexican family was allegedly slain by Apaches after searching the land for gold. The Peralta family was said to have discovered the famed Dutchman's gold mine with the cursed Superstition Mountains. It was here, during what should have been a routine gold expedition, that the family was allegedly ambushed and slain by Apaches. According to the legend, the Apaches hid all the gold the family had on them, covered up the mine. The area where the incident took place is now called the Massacre Grounds.
Wow. That is crazy.
Yeah. And then there was an incident before this massacre where one of the family members and a crew were trying to head their way back during the winter of 1847 to 1848, and the Mexican-American War was going on as well, and tensions were already building from the Apache because of them expediting ore from their land.
Right.
And as they were, you know, they were trying to be slick with it too. Like they were trying to hide the ore and all that, and then concealing the entranceway to the mine. The Peralta, the family member Peralta and all that, trying to be slick with the Apaches. But then the Apaches eventually got them. So it wasn't until like two prospectors discovered the mules that the Peraltas had with them. They were like just everything, like they killed everything.
Wow.
And the Apaches just left the gold. It was like $37,000 worth of gold. Wow. That just like spread out.
Wow.
They didn't even give a fuck about the gold. Yeah. they just wanted blood, man. Yeah. Fuck the gold. Fuck the money.
Yeah, they meant business.
Yeah. the Jesse Capen disappearance. Now, this disappearance, holy shit. Jesse Capen was obsessed with the legendary Dutchman gold mine and was convinced he could locate the treasure hidden deep in the Superstition Mountains. Sadly, the 35-year-old became another target of the fables when he disappeared from the Tonto National Forest in 2009. Hundreds of books and maps were found in his apartment after his disappearance, showing he extensively researched the subject. According to files found on his computer, he had already attempted to locate the treasure on at least two other occasions and told no one of either excursion.
Mm.
It was his third trip that he never returned from, and it would be close to 3 years before his remains would finally be found. Volunteers with the Superstition Search and Rescue Organization found Capen's remains wedged in an impossibly tight crevice about 30 feet off the ground.
Wow.
He may have fallen from a ledge above the crevice and somehow got wedged in, but his official cause of death remains unknown or at least unreported. Do you think he was like headless or something?
I don't know. I was waiting for you to say something like that or something that matched the other.
Mm.
But you didn't say anything.
But there was, yeah, okay, so he wasn't headless. So there was no trauma to his skull.
And so what you have to think about too is when you're in the mountains, there's, you know, coyotes and stuff like that that live there. There's snakes, rattlesnakes, scorpions.
Shit that can kill you, basically. Yeah.
Anything that can kill
you. Apart from the heat, there's other shit that can kill you. Exactly.
So, it could be anything.
Yeah, there was no...
In the heat, yeah, the heat.
Yeah. There was no trauma to his skull, and his bones were wedged in such an inaccessible spot that flooding and animals couldn't touch him.
Yeah, maybe he was hiding from something.
Yeah, something had to have scared him.
True.
The alleged slaying of Dr. Adolf Ruth. In June 1931, Dr. Adolf Ruth set out on a two-week voyage through the legendary Superstition Mountains in search of the lost treasure. He never came home. The initial search party found no trace of him. But then, in December 1931, they found a human skull with two holes from a .44 caliber.
Wow.
Somebody
yes. Unfortunately, that's true. When I was in high school, there were some people that would go out to... unfortunately, the mountains is a suicide spot. People would go to the desert or go to the mountains and shoot themselves.
Yeah. You know, searching for this, the supposed... a Dutchman mine, it's said to drive people mad.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the amount of acreage that this area covers, it's easy to get lost.
Mm-hmm.
You're out all the way in the fucking middle of the desert, and if you're lost and then you're running out of, you're running low on supply and all that, you're just like, gosh,
you're
scared.
Yeah.
And then you don't want to, and there's some people that just like don't want to die slowly and all that. And then sometimes just like look for the easy way out. And it's sad, you know?
Yeah.
Man, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They determined it was Ruth and that he'd been hit at almost point blank range and somehow his head detached from his body.
Oh my
wow. God.
That sounds horrible.
The rest of his remains, some personal items, and a fully loaded piece were discovered in January 1932, about three quarters of a mile away from where his skull was discovered. Investigators at the time figured Ruth had taken his life, but many believe he was slain. Well, yeah, I mean, like a skull detached from a body? Holy shit.
Yeah, that doesn't usually happen with a bullet.
I'd have to be a powerful-ass gun.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have to be a super
alien. An alien gun.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
One authority questioned how the purported 44 caliber used to shoot Ruth had no bullets missing. Wow. Ruth's checkbook contained a handwritten note claiming he discovered the mine and ended with the phrase, Veni, Vidi, Vici. Okay.
What did that mean?
Veni, Vidi, Vici?
Mm-hmm.
Let's look it up. I have I heard it before, but I'm going to, like, look it up to mm-hmm. see what it means. I came, I saw, I conquered.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. James A. Cravey had his head removed in the Superstition Mountains. In the 1940s, 62-year-old treasure hunter James A. Cravey made an attempt to locate the gold mine, but was later found deceased in the wilderness of the Superstition Mountains. His headless body was discovered at first. It wasn't until 6 months later that his skull was found.
Jesus.
A lot of beheadings.
Yeah.
His journey to find the mine was a huge spectacle at the time. He traveled to the mountain via helicopter. Before leaving, he purportedly told his friends he knew exactly where the gold was hiding. He set out for 10 days to find the treasure and asked the pilot to come back for him. But when the pilot arrived, Cravey was nowhere to be found.
Wow.
His camp was intact and only 2 days worth of food had been eaten.
Sorry.
No one knows why Cravey had his head removed or who slew him. Could it be the mysterious forces? There were said to be wraiths in these mountains also.
Damn it.
Yeah. So this mountain's just like full of mystery.
Nobody won the Powerball.
Uh-oh.
That means we didn't win.
No.
Son of a biscuit.
No. See, we need that listener support now.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Superstition Mountains claimed three lives in 1952. It was
Maybe somebody's collecting all the heads. Maybe there's a head collector.
I mean, if they're collecting all the heads, then why would they leave them behind?
Oh, is that what I thought they were?
Oh, no. The heads were found.
Just not on the bodies.
Not on the bodies, but like just a little bit away.
Okay.
Away from them.
How do you know it's not aliens?
There were people that were saying UFOs like could be involved.
Exactly.
Abductions could be involved.
Exactly.
In these Superstition Mountains.
True.
Now
you don't believe it?
I mean, with this. You know, with Arizona and then especially it being near Nevada and all that.
Yeah, exactly.
All the weird shit just like, it seems always happens in, you know, either Utah, Arizona, Nevada, all those desert states, like the UFOs love it out in the West Coast.
Yeah, they do. That's true.
So, I mean, it doesn't surprise me if there was like, you know, aliens just...
Yeah, it's
just
maybe alien abductions.
Abducting people and then experimenting with them. Experiments gone wrong.
I mean, they do it
at
the cows. Why can't they do
cattle
that?
Mutilation.
Yeah.
The human mutilation.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yep, exactly.
Some experiments gone wrong, definitely. We're going to take a quick break, guys. We'll be right back. Yes, we'll be right back. And we're back, guys. Okay, so go with a couple more of these mysterious deaths also here. It was in early 1952 when Joseph Kelly of Dayton, Ohio, decided to go on out in search of the lost fortune. He was never seen alive again.
Wow.
Kelly was eventually found near Weaver's Needle 2 years after he disappeared.
Wow.
He had been shot in the head.
Jeez.
There are no leads on the identity of the shooter. That same year, two California boys named Ross Blay, however you say his name, and Charles Harshbarger vanished out in the Superstition Mountains. Their cadavers were never found.
Wow.
Yes.
Aliens.
Yeah, sometimes the aliens bring them back. Sometimes, you know, it's like, you know, it's Ugots.
Wow.
James Kidd vanished.
But it doesn't seem like he shot himself.
No, it seems like, what, the aliens just, like, out purchasing Glocks now? They're just...
No. I'm saying it just didn't... They weren't saying it could be a suicide. They were just saying he was shot.
Oh yeah, he was murdered somehow. I don't know. Somebody murdered him.
There's some angry people that live out there. It's because it's too hot and everybody just gets so angry at each other.
Yes. So, and I'm sorry, Florida listeners. Like Florida, and just like all the hot states, it just seems like there's crazy people. And the South Bronx is.
Yeah, because it gets hot and then people can't focus.
Mm-hmm. I'm
telling you. That's true.
The only thing shrouded in more mystery than James Kidd's demise is his life. He had no family and a ridiculous sum of money, mostly from investments, but where he got the cash to invest in the first place remains unknown. He
probably stole him.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Nah.
Or he could have got gold and just nobody never knew about it.
Allegedly, yeah. He spent a considerable amount of time poking through the east edges of the superstitions. It's possible he found the lost treasure and was making pickups from his stash as needed.
Yeah.
He was secretive and standoffish, which is why no one knows much about him. His disappearance was reported on December 29th, 1949. But would probably have been reported sooner had someone cared enough to notice he was gone.
Yeah, well, he didn't have any family, so nobody noticed.
And he was a total recluse.
Wow.
Several years after Kidd's disappearance, it was discovered that he left a $500,000 fortune behind.
Wow.
An ardent believer in ghosts, Kidd specified in his will that his entire estate was to be awarded to anyone who could prove ghosts exist.
Wow.
Some believe he was slain for his gold. Another story tells of a man who dropped him off in the superstitions and continued to check on him each month until he perished.
Wow.
His cadaver was never found.
Jeez. Crazy.
The skull count continued to rise through the 1960s. Apparently, stumbling across skulls is a regular occurrence in the superstitions. From 1955 to 1978, multiple remains were reportedly found with holes in their heads.
Wow.
Two more cadavers were found without heads, and investigators were never able to find their skulls.
Gee.
Many people believe the slayings could be connected to the curse, while others hypothesize it could be bandits taking advantage of gold-bearing explorers.
True.
Mm. Jay Clapp's skull is still missing. In the fall of 1961 marked the beginning of the search for prospector Jay Clapp. He'd spent over a decade and a half working through the Superstition Mountain before simply vanishing in July 1961. This is the guy.
Wow, I was wondering when we were going to actually see pictures.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, did you want to see other pictures?
Yeah, do you have any freaking other pictures?
I mean, here's like some of the mountains.
I've seen the mountains.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Here is the skull from Jay's Krabby.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just beheadings and all that, mutilated bodies.
Fucking crazy.
Man. All right. Yes. So, the police search that fall was thorough. Sorry, though no trace of Clapp could be found, so they called off the hunt. 3 years later, they found his headless skeleton. His skull still hasn't turned up. Jeez, man.
Headless skeleton?
Yeah, his headless skeleton.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Sorry, I had to say that to myself to realize what you're saying.
The madman of the superstitions was slain. Alicia Rivas was quite the character. He'd convinced the local Native American tribe he was off his rocker by running around without clothes through the canyons with knives.
Wow.
Oh my God, dude. What the fuck?
Could you imagine, like, he was just led around with, like, the acceptance, of the guns. Like, he's just running around like Yosemite Sam, just butt-ass naked.
Fucking crazy.
All right, so they decided to steer clear of Rivas, and so did just about everyone else. Everybody just like stayed away from this like crazy.
Yeah, no shit. I would too.
He settled in the wilderness of the Superstition Mountains back in 1872 and became known as the Madman of the Superstitions. In 1896, his decomposed remains were found.
Wow.
Allegedly, two Easterners were out looking for the lost mine at the mine the same year Rivas's cadaver was found, and they were never seen again. Those two Easterners.
Wow.
Someone went missing in 1958 and left no clues to their identity.
Jeez.
The identity of the person or people who disappeared in April 1958 remains a mystery. That year, a deserted campsite was discovered over the northern outskirts of the mountain, and the scene was grim. Things like cooking tools, cleaning supplies, a Geiger counter, and some personal letters were left behind. But most disturbingly was the blood-soaked blankets. Strangely, someone had torn the names and addresses from the letters, and no trace of the occupants was ever found.
Wow. I don't know. Do you believe some of these stories? Because I know that journalists can add a little something.
Some spice and all that.
Yeah, a little spooky-ish, you know. I just think it's crazy that a lot of these people that disappeared don't have much of a background.
Yeah.
I mean, really? Do all the weird people just go look for Dutch, you know, for gold? Like, I don't think that's the case. There's probably some famous people who went and looked for the gold. Like, I just don't believe all the stories.
Yeah, and the citation leads to Legends of America. So, I mean, it could be hearsay, or it could actually, like, be a report that the campsite was like from a newspaper article saying like, hey, this campsite was
found
by officials and all that.
Or the news likes to, you know, pull something.
Oh, made the for sure the mainstream. I'm not sure about local very much, but mainstream for sure. You gotta be careful about your sources.
Yeah.
Even the rocks hurt people.
The rocks hurt people? Yeah.
Yeah.
And cactus, too. Cactus hurts.
Ugh.
Oh, my God. They have jumping cactus, so if you walk by it, it'll, like, jump on your clothes. Oh, my gosh.
I never want to get involved with that.
Oh, my gosh. I've had so many cactus stuck in me. It's not.
Even... You ran into jumping cactus
yes,
before?
Yes, they were in a
or
whole
not
bunch.
Ran into
our...
it.
No. You walk by it, and, yeah, it, like, jumps on you.
Jeez. In the years 1927 and 1928, people had reportedly been hiking up the trails and when suddenly large boulders rolled down on them from above.
Yes. Yes. Just falling rocks. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah. That can happen anywhere, even driving through, you know, West Virginia, Virginia areas.
But it's a curse. It's a cursed mountain.
So they say.
In 1970... a long-term prospector named Al
That's a long-ass fucking last name.
Al Morrow suffered the same fate. A boulder fell while he was excavating a tunnel and ended him.
Jeez, that sucks.
1964, the remains of Robert and Richard Kremis were discovered at the bottom of a high cliff. Whether the ground had crumbled beneath them or a boulder knocked them off is uncertain. The integrity of the ground they were standing on was most likely the cause, or they were pushed. It seems a bit far-fetched that both men just happened to accidentally fall off a cliff.
But it happens.
Yeah.
Mystery. I know, guys, I said I was only reading a few more, but these are just fucking interesting, man. Mystery Woman of the Superstition Cave. In 1910, the skeletal remains of a woman were found in a cave high up in the Superstition Mountain. Allegedly, she had a small sack of gold nuggets with her. Gold nuggets?
No. Not chicken nuggets?
No, just gold nuggets with her. But there were no signs of what possibly could have ended her, or remnants of any type of clothing. It appears as if the woman found some gold and just perished.
She didn't have any clothing on.
Nah.
So she found some gold naked. Oh my God. I don't know. Like, seriously, I just don't know anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure there has to be some creepiness to it, though. You know, there is. There's, but is everything all creepy? Who knows?
You mean with the Superstition Mountain curse, yeah, or just
with everything that's happening with everybody?
Yeah, like all these murders alleged murders, or it could be just rotten luck. I mean. It is really rotten luck if you're like out there in like a rugged environment and then just like out in the
it is. Do you know how many people die going hiking?
Possibly. I mean, like,
no, there's a lot. There was just a celebrity and I can't remember his name. Julian something, I think, is his name. And they just found his body and he went hiking months ago and they just found him.
Wow.
Like, for reals. But it was this was in California. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. Yeah, that's crazy. And then, you know, people, I guess, like, they report, like, four or five hikers a year just dying in these mountains.
Yeah. All the time.
Just, like, searching for
animals, weather, anything, you know, rocks. Anything.
Just, like, searching for, like, this gold. And what if the gold's never there? Julian Sands.
Yeah, they just finally confirmed his body.
Where did he die at?
In California.
Oh, so like on a hiking trail in California.
Hold on
or something?
1 second.
Yeah.
Do 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 do.
Yeah, you can't play around with these like types of environments. But
he died from injuries. He got while trekking. And he went hiking back in January. He was reported missing by his family back in January 13th, 2023.
Wow.
Because he went hiking outside of Los Angeles.
Really?
And they just found him and found his body confirmed that it was him.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, hiking is dangerous. It's dangerous. Yeah.
But there's just, like, these adrenaline junkies that...
Yeah.
You know, it's either like adrenaline junkies or like people are just like so obsessed with just like being the one to finally find this legendary gold stash, and they're in it just for like the fame and the wealth, and then they just want to be that one person. And you know, it's just like unfortunate that it's crazy, man. Oh man. But, like I said, there was, like, been reports of, like, UFO activity. Like, I see this one thing. It says, like, a reptilian abduction in the Superstition Mountains of Arizona.
Aliens.
But, I mean, I don't know, man. Could there be foul play involved? It's like it's likely. I mean, with the holes in the skulls and all that, and then, but like, I mean, just like shoot somebody and then
I know,
like,
but just because there's holes in the skull doesn't mean that they were shot. They could have fell and hit their head and cracked their head open.
But a perfect circle.
I mean, that did not look like a perfect circle to me. Did it look like a perfect circle to you?
I mean, it looked like some like.
So if you hit your head, if a rock falls on top of you or something, like hit you in the head, you're going to have a hole in your head.
just like a caved in head, but like his like skull was like,
whoosh. Okay, I'm just saying,
like that, you know, 44, like wow, like it's okay. that's a powerful type of thing. Oh man. All right, we're going to take one more break, guys. We'll be back with the conclusion, maybe a couple other more things. All right, guys, we're back. All right, so I mentioned the Shadow Cougar earlier. It's nothing really like paranormal, but it's just like this cool time lapse video, and you could see like a shadow cougar. It's going.
I don't see shit.
Like, pay attention to the metal.
I'm looking. Nope.
Right there. I mean, you can see like the
mouth.
Yeah.
And like a
hand.
Then
it's like coming down.
Oh, onto... Okay. I do see it, but yeah. I've never been told about that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's like obviously some sort of like the way that the mountains are formed and all that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the mountains have. Mm-hmm, and the way the sun sets.
Mm-hmm.
The mountains also have these like prayer hands also. Like, I'll show you a picture of them. Yeah, it's just like cool how all these like all these nature formed things, just like the way that they form. And even though it's like sometimes it's like subjective, it's like based on the person's viewing and all that. But yes, so this is on one part of the mountain, the prayer hands.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Very cool.
From Treasure Loop Trail.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it's, you know, like, if you guys are up for a real hard challenge, and if you guys, hikers, are looking to step your hiking.
No! Why would you suggest that to somebody after all these horror stories that you just read? Now you're going to suggest to people, hey, you might want to go check out Superstition Mountains.
Safely. I mean, oh, I'm not saying, gosh. You know, like bring lots of water.
No.
Definitely bring lots of water. It. Bring a compass. Bring some buddies with you, too. Like,
and a gun.
Because apparently...
Somebody's shooting somebody.
Yeah, somebody's shooting somebody and then or just an leaving skulls. 5 miles away from your skeleton. Okay.
Oh my gosh. Right. That is horrible.
Yeah.
Do not.
All right.
You're better off doing the Josh Gates, that challenge, whatever. The treasure challenge that they're doing.
Oh, the treasure hunt?
Yeah. Better off trying
that. I wonder if anybody's like found anything recently. Those things were really interesting.
Excuse me. There is a message.
But yes. Hey, Jarvis. Whoa! Wait a minute. We got dogs attacking. Okay, we got that. I got that back under control. All right, so wait. Were you saying something? Or
I don't even remember what I was talking about.
Oh, yes. The hiker's not going on the hike retreat. I don't know. It's just, you know, if you guys are looking for a challenge. Anyway, final thoughts, Cass?
No.
On these.
I would never want to... try that. As much as I would love gold, I mean, who the heck wouldn't want, you know, extra money? Hello, that's why we all play the Powerball.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. But is it worth all that? No.
Worth the risk? You know,
yeah, just driving down the street is, you know, dangerous.
$200 million worth of gold?
I mean, it's $200 million right now in the Powerball. Yeah. Actually, I think it's more than that now, so.
So, I mean, it's just like kind of...
I think I'd have better chances playing the Powerball.
Balancing the odds there. So, yeah. Like, scouring through over 150,000 acres for $200 million worth of gold or risking, I don't know, like, being bankrupt trying to hit the Powerball. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just... I don't know, man. It's up to personal choice at that point.
Right.
So, with me, I mean, I don't know if anybody's ever going to find this fucking gold cache.
Maybe it's just a setup. Maybe it's just set up to get people to go out there.
Oh, jeez. That's a way to control the population, too, right?
Right.
Just have some crazy people just waltz out in the middle of just over 100 degree of worth of desert. And then I heard it gets really cold in the desert also.
It sure can.
So you're dealing with the elements. You're dealing with the rough terrain. You're dealing with whatever fucking else can kill you, rattlesnakes.
Right, and
you
were
that.
Just telling people, well, if you like hiking, go just do
for,
it.
Just for today, guys, and no, try not to get. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just all right. Okay, all right. I won't recommend that, guys.
Yeah, I'm just gonna be completely honest and say, don't do it.
Yeah,
but I'm a realist here.
Don't do it, guys, unless you're into that type of stuff.
Don't do it, anyways. Even if you are into that type of stuff.
All right, guys, that's the end of the episode. Hopefully you guys enjoyed listening to this episode. If you do, you know what to do. Leave a like, share the podcast. Also follow the podcast on whatever podcast platform you're listening to. Again, listener support in the description. All proceeds will go to podcast equipment and merch.
Oh, my God.
Merch making. And I think that's it. I think we know we're about to be out of here.
Yeah.
All right. So, till next time. Sorry. Till next time, guys.
Love, peace, and chicken grease.
Bye.
Bye. Don't go hiking.